part was of the direct historical evidence of Christianity and wherein it is distinguished from the evidence alleged for other miracles. The two propositions which I shall endeavor to establish are these. I. That there is satisfactory evidence that many professing to be original witnesses of the Christian miracles passed their lives in labors, dangers, and sufferings, voluntarily undergone an attestation of the accounts which they delivered, and solely in consequence of their belief of those accounts, and that they also submitted from the same motives to new rules of conduct. That there is not satisfactory evidence that persons professing to be original witnesses of other miracles, in their nature as certain as these are, have ever acted in the same manner, in attestation of the accounts which they delivered, and properly in consequence of their belief of those accounts. The first of these prepositions, as it forms the argument, will stand at the head of the following nine chapters.